Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Listeners, welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, we're back. Sorry for a couple of days of hiatus here. It is the 22nd of April, 2021. We got the best technology news. A lot of it has to do with Apple because, yes, there was an Apple event. But it's all coming your way right now in about 5 minutes, probably a little bit longer today. Yes, indeed, there was an Apple event.
Yes, there was.
There was Timmy Boy right at the first, getting things off and running. And the first thing we seen is something we didn't think we'd ever see. Apple AirTags. Yeah, it took about 2 years before we actually seen these things come to reality. And was it worth the wait? Well, that depends on who you are and how much you lose things. One thing's for sure, if you've got a newer iPhone, you're going to get a lot more functionality out of the things. If you got a phone with a U1 chip, like an iPhone 11 or iPhone 12, you'll have that precision finding tool at your disposal. Your device will actually guide you with arrows until you went, oh yeah, duh, that's where I put it. If you're on an older iPhone, well, that's going to all be done via Bluetooth, meaning it will kind of get you to the general vicinity of wherever you left your things, and then of course send out a nice little tone, say, oh yeah, okay, oh, it's over there. As far as the cost goes, well, if you just need one, even though you'll probably need more, it'll set you back $29. But Apple's got a deal. You get a 4-pack for $99. Now, from the AirTags, they went on over to the Apple TV 4K. Finally getting an update, even though it doesn't look like it. Now, everything's on the inside for this update, including that new A12 Bionic chip, meaning now you can play HDR video with Dolby Vision, plus higher frame rates. Probably the coolest feature, though, is using your phone to calibrate your television. Yep, now you just kind of hold it up there, get it all nice and centered, and the Apple TV will do all the work for you, getting you a nice balance of color. Now, as far as accessories goes, the new remote, kind of cool, too. The new Apple TV 4K does come with the new Siri remote, even with that new click wheel. Both the new Apple TV 4K and the remote will have pre-orders starting April 30th, and that'll set you back $179. And for those of you wondering, well, I just want the remote. Well, you can actually get the remote. The remote on its own will cost you about $59. And then, of course, from the Apple TV 4K, we went over to the colorful rainbow of iMacs. Yep, the new 24-inch iMacs are here in an array of colors. So many, in fact, I'm not even going to get into it. Go over to Apple's website. Now, the new design, very sleek. And the new iMac getting that powerful M1 chip on board, too. Apple's also saying the new iMacs are 50% quieter, meaning you're really going to have to put your ear right up to it and say, yeah, maybe it's working. Now, the new iMac does come with Touch ID, too, but only on some models. Yeah, meaning you're going to have to pay more for that. But probably the long overdue upgrade, it's got to be said, is the FaceTime camera on board. Finally, 1080p. Pre-orders for the new iMac already underway with a starting price of $1,299. And finally, we end on the iPad Pro, with most people thinking, it's about time. There wasn't any point of buying one. The less expensive iPad Air was actually the better choice. But no more. Nope, the Pro 11-inch and 12.9-inch models now got a lot more power on board. They're also getting the M1 chip. And the 12.9-inch model actually comes with a new mini LED display. Other nice little nifty features, Thunderbolt connectivity, and support for 5G. The 11-inch version will start setting you back at $799, but if you need a little bit more real estate, the 12.9-inch variant, starting at $1,099, both going on sale April 30th. Alright, that does it for the Apple. Let's get on to some other news now. Instagram got a new tool for automatically filtering out those bad old people via DM. Yes, finally, you can now automatically filter out direct message requests that contain offensive words, phrases, emojis, you know, you get the idea. These little creepy people on the internet you don't want to deal with. Now, currently, the message request filter can be actually toggled on or off, and you'll find that in the new section of the app called Hidden Words. When it's on, offensive messages will be pushed to a separate folder. Then in that DM folder, they're actually concealed, allowing users to browse messages without needing to read what they actually say. Now, for the most part, this seems to be directed towards public figures and celebrities, and you may not be seeing the feature quite yet on your device. I looked at mine this morning. No, mine, I don't have the feature yet. But there are a few people that I do know that have already had the option, so maybe it'll just take a little bit of time. one, finally. Boy, it is 2021. I don't know about you, but I need a new Polaroid. Woohoo! Well, looky there. There's one. And I'm not talking no fancy copy Polaroid. No, I'm talking all analog Polaroid lovely quality photos. Well, the Polaroid is a go. That's actually what it's called. Pretty tiny, too, actually. It's probably why they call it the go. It's actually 2.4 inches tall and 3.3 inches wide. Yet, you get the idea. Pretty small. Now, you did mention me here analog. Yes, indeed. It is analog. The go uses a new instant film format. Yep, meaning more in the long run, it's going to cost you a lot more for the film than it ever does for the camera. Speaking of which, the camera, $99.99. But if you need some of that film, chances are you probably will if you want to use it. They actually have a pre-order with film starting at $120. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at BritishTechNetwork.com. Subscribe to the new show over there, as well as the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and all the popular BTM podcasts as well. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely come join our community at our Slack room by simply visiting BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best tech. Technology news is going to be happening, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much as always for listening.